Louisiana is on a long road to recovery from the damage caused by Hurricane Laura. The storm last week ripped buildings apart and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people. In Lake Charles, one of the hardest hit cities, crews are clearing debris and people are coming to grips with the extent of the damage. Tony Guillory is the president of the Calcasieu Parish Police Jury, which is the local governing body similar to a city council, and he joins us now from Lake Charles on his cell phone. Tony, welcome, and what's the situation there today?
Well, right now what we're doing, we're getting everything pushed to the side of the roads. Our electricity company is working quickly as they can. Someone told me that we have approximately about 50 to 60 miles of electricity lines down. If you can imagine that.
I heard, yes, lots of power outages, even some issues with water. What's the biggest need right now for the people there?
Well, I guess the biggest need right now is, I guess, bottled water and basic things. That's the basic thing, because no one has no electricity, no water, no anything. It's just, and these guys are out here working. It's just really hard.
How is local government, the state, and the federal government responding? Have you seen any headway there for relief?
Yes, our governor has been actually talking to the president, and actually the president came in town, and he has just called it a total disaster. So we should start getting funding in for that to help out. But our governor have definitely been on it. Governor John Bell, he is on it, and he is trying to get the most he can for Lake Charles and other parishes around the area.
Tony, we've been hearing people say last week into the weekend that they have never seen or been through a storm like this. Do you feel this way?
150 years, they say, this is the worst storm since 150 years. We took such a huge impact. Winds coming in at about 150 miles per hour. That's very hard. I was in a building, and I know you see the pictures going around from everywhere, but it was definitely horrible.
You said you were in a building. Tell me where you were when the hurricane hit, and what happened to your home and your family?
My home, just the shingles and roof part, but the roof is still there. But I have a little, just a little, compared to what everybody else have down here. I can't complain. I cannot even complain compared to what everybody have. So many people have lost their homes, have just lost their business. It's just, it's going to be a while before Lake Charles comes back to be Lake Charles. Hmm. I was in one of our storm-proof governing buildings. Our emergency team, ambulance company, a few other people was in there getting ready for the next day, those that had to be there the next day.
The governor has said that the biggest concern is not only making certain that people have power and water and are able to get back into their homes, but also that COVID-19, the numbers will rise because of all of this devastation and interaction between people. Is this a concern for you?
Yes, ma'am, it is. With the COVID situation that we have, it was already bad with the COVID. We were just starting to get our numbers down. But with this, everybody's going to be around. A lot of people are going to be in town. A lot of people are going to be around each other. And it's hot. Although we're asking everybody to wear their masks and everything is still hot and everything, it is a situation that we will have to adjust.
What do you want people to know as you all move through the day and the week trying to get power restored and water up and those types of things?
I want everyone to know, if they are listening and from Lake Charles, that if you have to come to Lake Charles, we ask you to come, do what you have to do to your home or business, and then leave. Because there's a curfew running from 7 to 6, and it is, if you cannot live with just the bare essentials and no one can get to you to help you for if you get hurt or anything, we're asking you to please leave the city. You know, we have a people in town now trying to do the cleanup, trying to push everything to the side, at least for emergency response and police. But we're asking you to leave the city here. Don't stay. We ask you not to stay. Please don't stay.
Tony Guillory is the president of the Calcasieu Police Jury in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Tony, thank you so much for giving this update, and please stay safe.
Thank you so much. And if anybody want to help, send any type of supplies, anything, they can also reach me.
And we will put details up on our website, hereandnow.org, on how people can help. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you so much. We ask for your prayers and blessings.